Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go. Autoflex EC Fantex. Will the Cowboys, for the first time all year, finally crack the top five of the morning show power ranking? Sean, RJ, Troy, and Roy on the home of America's team and the NFL, because tonight, maybe these two teams are in. Kansas City hosting the LA Chargers on the Fan. Autoflex EC Fantex is 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Before we begin, however, I would like to see if RJ Choppy will acknowledge the idiotic placement of the Denver Broncos, who he said would not suffer with Manny Sanders gone for the year. And I think he had him at number four last week. We laughed at you, and they got dominated by the San Francisco 49ers. Will you, for the third time in the 10-year history of this show, own a mistake, or will you deflect?
Oh, or will you double down?
Just drop them one spot to five?
Yeah, you say, hey, well, another bad loss. They're still going to make the playoffs like you also predicted.
They were five.
I predicted playoffs for Denver.
Yeah.
They were
a playoff team.
Let me go back over your
predictions.
Neither one of y'all
were going to live to see the end of that one.
Denver has a tremendously weak schedule. Yeah. I just thought that the Manny Sanders injury would really, really hurt. And they traded the Marius Thomas. I picked that before those things. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and look at Denver's resume in the future. Hey, why am I even talking to Roy?
Yeah.
Back to you.
I had him at five the week before. You guys didn't bat an eye at that. I don't know why he did it four.
Because Manny Sanders is gone for the year.
Well, that's fair.
You said I don't think it will matter at
right,
all.
Right, but yeah. That's fine. So
I just thought it was really hard. I mean, running out of weapons, you know.
Yeah, they definitely were. But I thought the schedule was so easy that it was a cakewalk.
Okay.
So they will not be in my top five this week.
Okay.
Okay. Should we start with one or five then?
Let's go.
Start with one.
Okay, let's start with one.
Well, very simple then. The team with the best point differential in the NFL and the top ELO in the NFL, that's the New Orleans Saints.
What is ELO?
Electric Light Orchestra. It's a 70s
very
rock
good.
Group.
It's just a metric.
It's also a part of a gun in Black Ops.
Oh, I know it's is it?
I know it's a metric. What is it?
It's Nate Silver's metric. It's a rating point that is given to each team and then each one below that. So, for example, you know, this is how they would pick a game. The Chiefs tonight have like a 66% chance of winning the game based on their ELO numbers. Their methodology is confusing. It's very difficult to explain, but so I have the Saints as my number one team. The point differential is by far tops in the NFL. They've outscored their opponents by 164 points. Nobody else is within 40 of that number, so they've got my number one spot.
Roy.
I also have the New Orleans Saints at one. The Rams losing knocks them down just a bit. And again, I think the loss to the Cowboys was a little bit of a hiccup for the Saints. They got right back to work this past weekend. So give me the Saints at one.
Right back to work. Drew Brees is struggling.
He is. He's had a couple of bad games in a row.
Drew Brees is struggling. I know this intimately because he's been hurting my fantasy football team. So I'm looking for Drew Brees to get back to the MVP status. And because of the past few weeks, Pat Mahomes has now locked up the MVP, in my opinion. So Pat Mahomes will be the MVP. But Drew Brees, man, he has not really been getting it done. He's thrown for two touchdowns in the last 2 weeks. He has not thrown for over 201 yards in the past 2 weeks. Actually, I'm sorry. He hasn't thrown for over 201 in the past 3 weeks.
They're struggling to find another weapon outside of Michael Thomas. Like, they're getting Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram involved in the passing game, but no one else is catching passes besides those three, essentially.
I will still, though, put the New Orleans Saints at my number one. So we all have the Saints. But this is not a Rams feeling, where earlier in the year, the Rams were just so dominant. I think that the Saints are kind of up there for me by process of elimination or the rest of the teams falling back versus the Saints being so dominant.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean? This isn't a statement, Saints number one spot. This is the rest not doing enough to overcome it. So kind of a backhanded number one placement for me. Who's your two?
You know, I've gone back and forth with this already today. Currently, I have another team written down as number two. I'm changing that. I'm going with a different one. Number two for me is going to be Kansas City. Defense, a little bit of an issue.
Eric Berry back tonight.
Still have the second highest point differential in the NFL. And if you look at some of the other metrics, they got the top DVOA, the number two ELO. So I am going to go with the Chiefs as my number two, removing the team I had at number two 38 seconds ago.
Okay.
Well, I think I'm going to pick up the team that you dropped then because I still got the Rams at two. Yeah, they lost to the Bears. It was a bad night there in Chicago, primetime game. I think the weather played a little bit of a factor as well. And Jared Goff was terrible. He had four interceptions in that game. I don't know if he's going to throw four interceptions again this season. Sean McVay, I think the second time around, will have a few more tricks up his sleeve for them, but I'm not knocking the Rams all the way down because that's a good Bears team. So give me the Rams at two.
I'm going to put the I feel really solid about this if he didn't have a video incident come out, but I'm going to put the Kansas City Chiefs at number two.
Okay.
And the reason, again, that shootout in L.A., they barely lost to the Rams, so I'm putting them on a neutral field. If it's at Arrowhead, forget about it because I don't believe the Rams are going to be as good in the cold. The Kareem Hunt thing really worries me, but you know what also worries me for the Rams? They forget Todd Gurley sometimes.
Yeah.
And the reason I know that is because Todd Gurley is also on my fantasy football team. So I'm going to barely give it to the Rams. To the Chiefs at number two. And I'll spoil it and put the Rams at number three.
My number two team was not the Rams, Roy. It was the Chargers. And they are number three. The Chargers are number three for me.
I can't wait to see this tonight.
I cannot either. They are, to me, offensive and defense. Now, their special teams are terrible, but offensively and defensively, they're the most balanced team, I think, in the NFL. They're tremendous. They've got a very good defense. They've got a very good offense. I love this football team. They are a little bit crazy. I don't know what to expect each day, but I do believe that more than any team in the league, they can beat anyone on any single day, and they can lose to anyone on any single day.
The Chargers remind me of the Cowboys in that if they both lose their first playoff game, We can come on that next day and say the signs were clearly there.
What are you going to do?
The signs were clearly there. Whether it's the Chargers schedule or this recent winning streak, you know, kind of getting lucky against Pittsburgh. Yeah, they beat Cincinnati last week just by five. The Denver game. Like this is these are hindsight teams, I like to call them, where we'll be able to come in the next day and say, well, the Cowboys, they caught all the breaks against the Saints and the Eagles, and the Chargers, that was a flawed 10-3. So these are hindsight teams to me, but I can't fight you on it, but I want to see it prove it tonight at Arrowhead. I want to see the Chargers not get run. Dub three.
Yeah, that's a weird situation because I think the Chargers are going to win tonight, but I still have the Chiefs at three, and I know mentally that doesn't really quite make a ton of sense. I think the Chargers will find a way to win this game tonight based off of a good game plan, and I think they're going to get a couple of breaks. But when it comes down to the playoffs, I still think I'm probably taking the Chiefs and their offensive weaponry just slightly ahead. So I still got the Chiefs at three, even though, like I said, I think the Chargers win tonight.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Easting Fantex. Will anybody put the Cowboys in their top five? So far, I got the Saints, the Chiefs, the Rams. Reset, Chop, and give us your four.
I have the Saints, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and my number four is the LA Rams. They are in the third highest point differential league, top half of all three phases in the NFL in the rankings. Look, I'm not going to penalize them that much for losing to the Bears. That's a quality football team. If they're playing on the road, on grass, I might, you know, be a little bit weary of them. But this to me is still 1-1A in the NFC with the Saints.
For me, top three, Saints, Rams, Chiefs. I have the Chargers there at four. We already spoke about why, and I already mentioned that I kind of had them there because I do think they're going to win tonight. They're just a really good team. Going to be We'll see if they're without Melvin Gordon. He practiced on a limited capacity yesterday, but Adam Schefter reporting this morning that it's going to be very difficult for Melvin Gordon to go tonight. So I'm not sure if he's going to be 100% available for them. Chargers are a really good team, though. Got him at four.
My number four is the Chicago Bears. I got to respect them. They dominated. They beat up the Rams. And there's a lot of talk that the best coach in that game was the guy whose name I still screw up. Matt Nagy.
Nagy.
Is it Nagy?
The guy that wears the visor with the bald head for Chicago. And I heard I heard the talk that that little trick play they ran at the end, maybe that was a little message to Sean McVay that the league is tired of hearing about this little whiz kid. The league is tired of hearing about the brilliance and the genius of this little this little boy genius out there. And that Nagy can coach as well. And that Nagy or the bald guy that wears the visor in Chicago has done more with much less in Chicago.
Oh, he's done a good job.
Than the Wonder Boy with the Rams. So I can see the rest of the league getting tired of all the Sean McVay hype. The defense is for real. They're giving me extra hope that the Cowboys' defensive formula can make them a contender. Chicago is my number four team.
Okay.
Now let me ask you. Okay.
Go ahead. What are you asking?
No, I'll ask you afterwards. All right. I like the build up here, Troy.
All right. So my number five team. So I've had the Saints, I've had the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Rams.
Oh, here we go.
And my number five team
has the
same point differential as the LA Rams this year.
I have no idea what that could be.
They've outscored their opponents by the same amount of points as the Rams have.
Okay.
The Chicago Bears.
Here's my question that I was going to ask. Uh-huh. It's perfect now.
I'm going to go get something to eat.
If the Cowboys and Bears were on a neutral field, what would the spread be?
Neutral field, I would say the Bears by 3.5.
Ooh, I don't think it would be.
2.5 to 3.5.
Tell us what you think it would be.
And for that reason, I have the Cowboys at 5.
Oh, wow.
Now, my reasoning behind this, again, is how they match up to the other teams available potentially above them, the Patriots. I love the Cowboys' formula potentially against the Patriots. They have the shutdown corners on the outside. Byron Jones would be the tight end stopper that gives the Patriots trouble. As Sean mentioned, that is their kryptonite this offseason. I suppose maybe you could have the Texans above them as well, but none of us have really respected what the Texans have done all season long.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, because RJ keeps telling me their winning streak isn't impressive every week.
And then the Bears would be the other one, potentially. They'll be better than the Cowboys, but I think the Cowboys would beat the Bears on a neutral field. Okay. So this is all based on neutral field play. If the Cowboys had to match up with any other teams tomorrow, I think there's only four that I would have above the Cowboys, even though...
The Patriots would be a favorite over the Cowboys. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
By 6 points.
Well, then that would be a stupid line, they would lose money on that.
Roy just likes the formula against New England. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what Bears-Cowboys would be on a neutral field.
That would be a tough one because they kind of play this.
The Bears' defense is better, but our offense is better. But I think they're both better on each side by the same amount of margin. Like, the Bears' defense is, I think, a little bit better than ours.
The Bears' offense have scored nearly 100 more points than we have this year.
I know, but I'm just saying. I don't want to get set off with every time we do power rankings, but I got to go. The point differential thing is not end all be all for me.
No, I know. I'm saying the Bears have scored, not their point differential.
I know, but I'd have to go look at the teams they faced and all that stuff. All right. And the way they're playing right now. Mm-hmm. Like, Amari Cooper wasn't there the whole year.
That's true.
I have the Patriots at 5. I'm not even going to build up the drama. The Patriots, I think, are, better than the... Apologies to the Chargers. Seattle.
You ain't ever going to ride in that helicopter of Jerry's.
Yep. No one talked about Seattle. Houston, and apologies to the Cowboys. The Patriots are my number five. But Roy put him in.
Yeah, Roy did. Hey, yeah. Roy.
Get it.
Those number five Cowboys, if I wanted to go see them at AT&T Stadium against the Buccaneers, where can I get those tickets?
Well, thank you, Troy. Oh, yeah. Next weekend is the final home game for your Dallas Cowboys.
I thought this and you was can
come no, no, win no, some no, tickets. Shut up, Sean.
At Tom Thumb in Duncanville today, West Wheatland Road. So come out to Duncanville. Come visit me at Tom Thumb.
Bassick said he's stopping by.
4 to 6 o'clock, and we may get a sighting from one Mike Bassick, so that would be very cool.
Yeah, awesome. Come watch Bassick eat celery in the aisles of the Tom Thumb in Duncanville, right, Mikey?
That's where I used to shop as a kid, so I know exactly where you're going. And no, I'm just pumped up because the number 11 team in the nation, who's very underranked right now, is playing Allen on Saturday. So literally my whole Saturday is based around a high school football
game. Are you and Jeff making a bet?
I don't know what he's like sleeping playing Fortnite. So
You should get some odds there because I noticed these are two 6A schools, right? Matching up against each other. Allen has over 6,500 students. Duncanville has 4,400. So Allen has about 2,000 more students to.
Do they do high school spreads?
Pick their athletes.
I tell you what, they do
in Dallas. Yes,
I don't. The Dallas Morning News actually said they have Duncanville winning this game 50.3% of the time, even though they are the team ranked lower. But it said that Dallas Morning News doesn't give props to Allen for winning playoff games out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Like, I think they played Waco Midway or something. Uh-huh. Like, they didn't give them value for winning that game based off of their deal. But they're saying, honestly, look, I'm going to be talking about, since Mike likes it, is all about Duncanville versus Allen. This is the game of the year in the whole country of football for high school football.
What time is that?
It's going to be at 1:45.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.